You know, in the Old Testament, we find many stories talking about how the people surrounding the Jewish people worshiped many gods. You know, they had gods for all kinds of things, such as fertility, the sun, agriculture. The Jewish religion was unique in that it worshiped only one God, and this God was the creator of all things and people. This God interacted with his people and had made a covenant with his people where he would be their God and they would be his people. And most of the Old Testament stories where the Jewish people got into trouble were when they started worshiping the gods of the people around them. So it's no wonder that the first commandment was, "I am the Lord your God, and you shall have no other gods beside me." You know, even during the time of Jesus and St. Paul, the so-called advanced cultures, such as the Romans and the Greeks, worshiped multiple gods. Only the Jewish and the Christians talked about there being one God who created all. In the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Paul talked about how religious the people in Athens were. They had built these shrines to different gods that the people in Athens would worship. And their gods would be images that were fashioned from gold, silver, or stone by human art and imagination. Because they feared offending any of the gods through neglect, they even had an altar dedicated to an unnamed god to ensure that every god was properly honored. You know, we take that concept of there being only one God for granted. Many of us don't even think about how we could possibly be breaking the first commandment, "You shall have no other gods beside the one God we profess to believe in." We may not be worshiping idols like golden calves, but there are many false gods that continue to tempt us with promises of success and happiness. Today, our culture, through advertising, music, movies, TV shows, internet, very often can be seen selling us a message that sex, power, and money and prestige are the things that will make us happy. It implies that pleasure, wealth, and control are the things that are really important. But everything that God created is good if it is used as God intended. None of the things that God created are bad in and of themselves. It's the way we use his gifts. We can make them bad if we want them so much that it starts to control us. Or we believe that if we just have this or that, I'll be happy and satisfied. And it becomes the ultimate thing in our lives. We fear losing them. The problem is not that the thing itself, but that it becomes more important than God to us. We turn to lesser things rather than God to meet our real needs. So we need to remember that we only have one God, and only God can satisfy our real needs. And only through Jesus will you find everlasting life and happiness.